Welcome to The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko, the show that brings you man-on-the-street interviews, celebrity guests, groundbreaking research, and heartwarming stories about the reasons we smile. Our show is also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. Hello, I'm General Dentist Dr. Kvitko, and thank you for joining me today.
The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the great shows that previously aired, log on to thereasonswesmile.com or iTunes, keyword Dr. Kvitko or The Reasons We Smile. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko. Call 459-9769 to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to The Reasons We Smile. I'm Dr. Kvitko. Hey, this is episode number 489. We are rapidly approaching our 500th episode. Hope to have a special show for you then. We're working on that in the background. Today's show is entitled Kvitkoisms and Words to Live By. All right, people tell me that I have this weird way of looking at things or explaining things, so I've written some of them down and we're going to go over them today. Some of them are about just dental and some of them can be applied to your life in general. So we have both general and dental Kvitkoisms coming up. Let me remind you that coming up soon is our Dentistry from the Heart event, just in the next week or two. And actually, it's June 9th from 8 a.m. until 4 p.m. And all of the dentistry that day is free. And so we do need some more volunteers, volunteer dentists, volunteer hygienists, volunteer dental assistants. We need some lay people. So if you wouldn't mind giving my office a call, if you would be interested in volunteering, the number to call is 614-262-9588. And let my staff know that you are ready, willing, and able to help us out, okay? That would be awesome, and you'll be doing a wonderful thing. You really will. And it's very rewarding when you do this. It's very tiring, and yet very rewarding. So I want to thank you for that. Now, if you want to follow me on Twitter, it's at Dr. Kvitko. And if you want to go to my office Facebook page and like us, that would be awesome. I would really appreciate that. Remember, all episodes of The Reasons We Smile are available at thereasonswesmile.com, and they are complete with video because we do video of every show, and then you can find them there, all right? If you want to tune in live, you can do that by going to ustreamtv.com, or you can just wait until Tuesday or Monday or whatever, and we'll have it up on thereasonswesmile.com. Okay, so as I said, today's show is about Kvitkoisms, and let me just tell you what I'm talking about. So for example, one of the principles that guides my practice and has guided me throughout my entire 37 years is that if you take good care of people, the money will take care of itself. That's pretty much it, folks, and that's that is how I've always operated. I feel like my goal, my job, is to take absolutely the best care of my patients as I can, and that I don't worry about the money. I mean, yeah, everything has a price, don't get me wrong, bills have to be paid, but if you sit in my chair, then I'm going to look at your mouth, I'm going to tell you what you need, I'm not going to tell you things that you need that you don't need, I'm not going to miss things or purposely hide things from you because I think you're going to be upset because you had 12 cavities. I'm not going to tell you only have 7 and tell you about the other 5 next time. I'm just going to take good care of you. So my feeling is, and I believe it's true, is that if I just take great care of people, the money will take care of itself. I will tell you that it's getting harder for that edict to work because of insurance companies who think we can work for peanuts, but we still try and I believe we still do it. It's just really challenging at times when you provide this awesome care and then you get, you know, some kind of a remuneration from the insurance company that you look at them and go, what? How are we supposed to pay our bills on this? But that hasn't changed my principles, hasn't changed what guides me. It's still take great care of people and the money will take care of itself. All right. So that was number one. We're not really keeping track of how many of these, but that's the beginning. That's how we're getting started. And so, let's look at another one. I go out and I talk to kids and give talks to like first graders, third graders, or whatever. And it's a kind of a public service. It's a way to get out and meet folks, and it's fun. And I always like to explain to them what teeth do. So you have molars, you have bicuspids, you have cuspids, and you have incisors. So one of the things that I've noticed is that, well, first of all, incisors are the front four teeth, right? And so what they do is they cut food. And guess what? The word incisor is spelled almost the same as scissor. And I put it up on the board and I show them that if you just change a couple letters, you have the word scissors. And that's how kids remember. While I'm on it, I may as well tell you that cuspids, which are the ones with the pointy, you know, one cusp, those are also known as eye teeth because the roots kind of are up underneath your eye sometimes. And those tear your food. And the way I tell kids to remember that is that picture your dog kind of trying to tear apart a toy, you know, shaking his or her head back and forth violently. Well, they're using their canines or their cuspids. And then you have bicuspids, which I'll do a little bit of tearing and a little bit of chewing. And then you have molars, which do chewing. So anyway, I like to see where there's there are a couple words that look or sound the same, and that helps people remember. All right, now let's see. Keep this in mind. This is something I want all of my patients to know. Nothing that I can do for your mouth in the way of restoring a tooth is as good as a virgin tooth. So we do a really good job, and we have some great materials available to us now and some great procedures, the same-day crown and, you know, the fact that we can mill an implant crown right while you wait, all of that. We can even mill bridges, and you can leave there the same day with your bridge all shiny and cemented in. But there's nothing that I do that is better than the natural tooth was when it was untouched. All right? So although I think I do a great job, the best plan for you is to not need me. All right? So the best plan is brush and floss and just come in for cleanings. That would be awesome, wouldn't it? It'd be so much more fun. All right. Let's see. Just brush the teeth you want to keep. You've heard that before. I didn't make it up, but it's actually very true. And also, you've also heard it put this way. Just floss the ones you want to keep. Okay, so just brush and floss the teeth you want to keep. It's very simple. If you want to have them when you're 60 or 70 or 80 or 90 or 100, all you have to do is take care of them. And by the way, you can do a really good job of that yourself without our help. It is important that you come in and have us look, but it's just a matter of, by the way, if you're doing such a good job, then we're just going to maybe get some of the areas you didn't reach all that well, and you'll be preventing decay. All right. Now, oh, let's see. How are we doing on time? Oh, we're good. Okay. This is one that I tell my staff all of the time. Not all of the time, but I mean, you know, we talk about other things, but it's very important to me. I say to them, it's much easier to keep a patient than it is to find a new one. Okay? It is. Not only is it much easier, but it's also much cheaper. Now, the same could be said for a friend or a spouse. All right? So remember I said some of these would be like a general topic, would affect your life or something you could use in your everyday life. So think about it. It would be much easier to keep that friend than it would be to find a new one. Or maybe to keep that spouse than it would be to find a new one. All right? And I just think it's true. So, you know, somebody comes in, we've had a great relationship, and then something happens. Something happens. It could be that we forgot to write down their appointment, and they showed up with an appointment, and we didn't have them down. We made them feel bad. It could be that we took a little longer than we were supposed to, or thought we were supposed to, or whatever. You know, it just could be, oh, it could have been them having a bad day and overreacting to things, but it's never that big of a deal to the point where we can't work it out or that we shouldn't try to work it out, because it's always easier and cheaper to keep a patient than it is to find a new one. And so, you know, we work really hard. Everybody's going to make mistakes. Everybody's going to have screw-ups, right? I think we can all agree on that, and probably had my share of them. But it's always worth trying to work things out. And like I said, hey, wouldn't it be, you know, how many times have you been on the outs with a friend or a family member for months or years, and then something happens, somebody reaches out to the other, and you kind of reestablish your relationship, and then you're kind of friends again, or you're getting along again, and then you say to yourself, why did we not talk for the last 4 years? Why have we let all of that time go by without talking? You know, it's just something that, think about, folks, it's just something that you probably need to try to avoid. Be the one that reaches out. Why not? You know, there's no shame in that. Even if you feel like you've been harmed or it wasn't your fault, You know what? There's something to be said for taking the high road and accepting blame when it's not really your fault. And guess what? People appreciate that. They know if it was your fault or not. But when you accept it or say to them, hey, I'm sorry, it was me. I screwed up. The person's going to say, you know what? It really wasn't you. It was me. But I'm so happy that we're talking now. Let's get along. All right? It just really is nicer that way. Another one is, and I try to do this. I really do. I try to do this every day with everyone. It's treat everyone like gold or platinum or whatever you consider the most precious metal. Treat everyone like they're precious because you know what? They are. And here's a little side story. Have you ever thought of this? Okay, I have. I understand that somebody, I don't know if it was us or somebody developed supposedly a bomb that would kill people but not damage property. So I'm picturing this scene, we've kind of seen this in movies, I think, where everybody's gone, all the people are dead, and yet not a single building has a scratch on it, everything is still working. So let's just say that somehow you were the only person to survive this bomb. You were who knows how many feet underground, and you came up, and everybody was gone, but no damage, everything works. The amusement parks are still open, planes are still would still fly, cars would have gas in them, you know, golf courses would be empty but open. And when I say open, I mean you could golf. You don't need a machine or you don't need a person to golf. You just need some golf clubs and a golf ball. And so, man, just think, you could try flying a plane. You could drive any car you wanted. You could do anything you wanted at the amusement park. All you have to do is, you know, let's just say, you know, the power plants were still all working because they're automated. And until they ran out of fuel or until if it's a nuclear plant, you wouldn't run out of power, would you? So, okay, you could do anything you want. How long do you think you would be happy? Because keep in mind, you're the only person alive, which means there would be nobody to share the experience with. Nobody to look over and say, wow, isn't this cool flying this plane? Or isn't this cool that we get to drive this Ferrari or whatever it is? Try to drive a bus or a truck if you've never done that. A boat. I don't think you'd be happy for very long. I don't. I think you would actually be sad very soon because there was nobody to look over and smile and share it with. So that's why you treat everybody like gold, because you want to be surrounded by human interaction, by friends, by people that you like, that like you, or, you know, just somebody to talk to. All right? So think about that. That one is, and again, I, you know, think of that scenario. I think you'd agree. Okay, now, this next one's going to be important to you when it comes to Dr. Kvitko's question of the day. And for those of you that are new listeners today, welcome. For those of you that have listened for the last 488 episodes, thank you. And you already know that coming up soon, we're going to do Dr. Kvitko's question of the day. So let me give you the phone number now so you can pre-program it into your phone. Pre-program it. That's actually kind of hard to say. The number that you're going to pre-program is 614-459-9769. All right. And so let me go over. And by the way, the prize is going to be free flowers from DeSantis Florist. Okay, so this is the one you're going to need to remember. This is very, very important to me. This is absolutely true. I don't know if people really think of it this way, but I certainly do. Here it goes. A complaint is a compliment temporarily spelled wrong. All right? Think about that. If somebody was so unhappy with me or with the business they had just visited that they were never going back, they were just so terribly disappointed that they're never going back, whether it's a hotel or a restaurant, are they really going to take the time to complain? Are they going to call up and complain if they're never going back? I don't think so. I think when people complain, it's because what they're really saying is, you know, I like coming to you. I like most everything about your business and the way you approach what you do. I like the care I've received. I like your staff. But there's this one thing that happened last Thursday that I just want to mention. I would like to see that it's corrected. I'd like to get it off my chest. I'd like you to make this small change so that I can keep coming to you. Okay, so that's a compliment. If somebody is taking time out of their busy day to call in a complaint, I take that as a compliment, because it's telling me they really like most everything about their visits and about me as their dentist. They just need me to fix this one thing, and I'm absolutely happy to do it, you know? And by the way, from the word complaint, if you look at it, on the one side of the L, if you remove the A and you add ME, me, meaning it's my problem to fix, to the other side of the I have to do it, you get the word compliment, okay? Complaint becomes a compliment. Very simple. I absolutely believe it. All right, so as we mentioned, we are going to do Dr. Kvitko's question of the day. We're going to do it now, but before we do, we'd like you to listen to this.
This station will not be held liable for any contesting during The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kvitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household. Prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. This station cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kvitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
And now it's time for Dr. Kvitko's question of the day.
And the question of the day is, according to me, Dr. Kvitko, a complaint is a compliment temporarily spelled wrong. Is that true or is that false? All right, the winner's going to receive free flowers from Vice Timber Florist. They'll be delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. The number to call, 614-459-9769. That's 614-459-9769. So go ahead and call now.
You won't believe it though. I want to hear your mind. And there's nothing else in the world tonight. She said, people don't take the time. Hey, people don't take the time.
Hi, I'm Keith Carlos, winner of America's Next Top Model and star of Chocolate City 2. Look for my smile on the big screen this summer, courtesy of Dr. Kvitko. Stay tuned to The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko, the world's most interesting dentist.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kvitko, general dentist and host of The Reasons We Smile radio and roadshow. Did you know that you no longer need to visit several different dental professionals to get more complete dental care? We handle everything from cleanings and orthodontics to restoration, implants, and smile makeovers, all in my office. And now we have two locations. Get the most advanced technology and procedures available today. It's more complete dentistry.
Visit worldsmostinterestingdentist.com for more info about Dr. Kvitko.
Dr. Kvitko!
Hi, I'm Johanna, and I've been a dental patient at Dr. Kvitko & Associates for over 10 years. I would really recommend Dr. Kvitko for your family's dental care. They're friendly. They're always there to help me. I feel like family when I walk in the door. It's clean. It's comfortable. Even if I have to bring my kids, they have a great playroom for them. I know when I'm with Dr. Kvitko, they are taking that extra time to make sure that I'm going to be the healthiest I can be. They've been great. I love them.
Call Dr. Kvitko & Associates today, 614-262-9255.
Hi, my name's Athena. My family and I have been patients of Dr. Kvitko & Associates for over 10 years. We've gone to Dr. Kvitko for numerous reasons, especially cleanings, crowns, and root canals. Since going to Dr. Kvitko, I get compliments every day on how beautiful my smile is, and people always ask me how I get my teeth so white. I used to be afraid of the dentist, but Dr. Kvitko and his staff make you feel very comfortable and relaxed, and I'm not afraid anymore. I would recommend Dr. Kvitko for all your family's dental needs.
Call Dr. Kvitko & Associates today, 614-262-9588.
Hi, this is Richard Simmons. Dr. Kvitko's here, and he's going to help you with all of your problems. Are your teeth yellow? He can fix that. Are you missing a tooth? He can put a new one in. How is that?
That's very good. Thank you, Richard.
All right, we're back. I'm Dr. Kvitko. This is The Reasons We Smile, episode number 489. We are doing Dr. Kvitko's question of the day, and we had four callers on the line. For those of you that just tuned in, the question was, according to me, Dr. Kvitko, a complaint is a compliment temporarily spelled wrong. Is that true or is that false? So let's find out who was the winner, because the answer was true. So my producer, please tell me, who's the winner of Dr. Kvitko's question of the day? Who gets the free flowers from DeSantis Florist?
The winner this morning is Stacy from Westerville.
Congratulations to our winner. Enjoy those flowers from DeSantis. Hey, if you're just joining us, I'm Dr. Kvitko. This is The Reasons We Smile. It's episode number 489. And we are talking today about Kvitko-isms, or words to live by. Pretty much words that I live by. Some of them dental, some of them just in general. Although you'll find that they kind of interrelate. All right? All right, this next one can be applied to both dental and your life in general. Primarily, it's about life in general. But here it is. This is something that my father taught me. You know how you've heard the phrase, the grass seems greener on the other side, or the grass is always greener on the other side? But here's what my dad said. If you walk over to the other side, if you walk over into their yard, stand in the middle and look down, you're going to find that they have weeds too. Now, why didn't you see them from the street or from your yard? It's because you couldn't tell, because they're green. Weeds are green. So from the street or from your yard, everything looks cool over there. It looks like they don't have any weeds, which, of course, a fun way of saying that, you know, things aren't always better over there. So we're not really talking about grass, are we? We're talking about life. And we're talking about, oh, it could be you have a girlfriend and you see someone across the restaurant at another table and you think, I think I might like her better. I think she's actually better than who I'm with. Until you get over there. And when you go over there, you might find that talking to her, you're not really attracted after all. The grass wasn't greener on the other side. So you have to be careful not to go to the other side and lose what you already have until you're certain that things would be better. So that would mean your spouse. I mean, don't leave your spouse because you think this other woman is going to be better until you're sure. I mean, I'm not saying that it doesn't happen. Obviously, people get divorced and they get remarried. And a lot of people find that they're happier in their second or third marriage. But it's not always the case. And it's not that simple. You know, just don't assume it's going to be better because it's something other than what you have. And so the same can be said or can be applied to dental offices. So maybe we did do something. We took too long to do your filling or whatever. And so it would be a mistake, I believe, to automatically assume the dentist down the street would be better for you. Because I don't think they will. I just don't. I know we try super, super hard and we want to be that office that is, you know, everything you've ever wanted. And I know most people don't even want to go to the dentist, right? But for those of you that do come, we're hoping that you're going to get the great care and you're going to agree that the grass would not be greener at the dentist down the street. Okay. This next one is one of my favorites. It really is probably the basis of my positive attitude towards life and why I always seem happy. I can always, you know what, I never get too upset. I mean, don't get me wrong, I get upset, but I don't yell and scream, I don't kick things, because, first of all, it doesn't do any good. But anyway, here it is. It is, things are never so bad that they couldn't be worse. I didn't invent that phrase, I just agree with it. And it's so, so true. It's so true. So no matter what you're dealing with, I bet you can think of somebody else who's dealing with a lot worse. And here's an example. So have you ever seen somebody that looks like they had polio, for example, and when they were younger, and their feet are kind of turned out, their legs are stiff, they can't really walk without those metal crutches, the kind that kind of go on their wrist, and they're dragging their feet behind them, and they just look like they're laboring really hard and struggling. And you just, I don't know, for me, I just want to feel sorry for them, right? And then I think to myself, person in a wheelchair that can't even get up was going, I'd love to be able to walk like that. Absolutely love to be able to walk like that. So, and you know what? The person in the wheelchair probably has, here's a good example. A lot of people in wheelchairs, they can control their chair with like an electric chair with their arms or their hand or whatever. And then you have the folks that are so bad, like maybe Stephen Hawking, who can't even control the wheelchair. And so he's probably thinking, man, I'd love to be able to get around like those people. You know what I mean? It's just, if you just take everything in perspective and think for a second, is this really that bad? Is this flat tire really going to ruin my life? It might ruin a couple hours, but it's not. You ran out of gas. You know what? And I've done that, by the way, more than once. And I'll tell you, when those things happen, those are the days, those are the things you're going to be laughing about in a couple of years. It's funny because unless something goes out of the ordinary, a little bit out of normal, you don't really remember it. You remember the things that stick out. And so just go with the flow. It's not that bad. It really isn't. I mean, it's raining, so what? You know what? People golf in the rain. People run in the rain. You don't have to stay home all the time just because it's raining. And how would you relate that to dentistry? It'd be very simple. If you have to lose a tooth, and it's just not, we just can't save it, and we'd love to save it, you know, don't beat yourself up. We can't change what happened. We can't change the fact that this tooth has to be gone. But look at the positive side. These days, we can replace it. We can put an implant in. We can put a bridge. We can put a partial. We can fix you right up, okay? So don't get so despondent that you stop brushing your teeth because you lost one. Or don't get so despondent that you never come to the dentist because you're afraid we're going to see so many cavities and gum disease that you're just going to be embarrassed. First of all, we would never do that. And secondly, that won't make you healthy. Staying home won't make you healthy. All right, so it looks like it's time for us to go to another break. You're listening to The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko, episode number 489, and we will be right back. You can't take me as I am, not just a little bit. I don't know who to be. I'm a paper cup, baby, of the sea. I know you see it too, cause you're too much for me.
This is Clark Kellogg. Stay tuned for more of Dr. Kvitko.
Estás escuchando con Dr. Kvitko aquí en su sesión favorita.
Hi, I'm Dominique Reigert. Like what you hear? Why not use the show to promote your product or service by becoming a sponsor? Call 614-262-9588 to learn how. That's 614-262-9588. Call now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kvitko, general dentist and host of The Reasons We Smile radio and roadshow. I've been honored to help several famous people get a perfect smile, like Keith Carlos and Dominique Reigert from America's Next Top Model, and Ted the Golden Voice Williams from right here in Columbus. Isn't it time you had a celebrity smile? It costs less than you might think, and most of the time, it can be done in one visit. A new smile can make a world of difference.
Visit worldsmostinterestingdentist.com for more info about Dr. Kvitko.
I'm Grandpa, and I go to Dr. Kvitko, and I still have all my teeth. Real ones. Where's my glasses?
All right, we're back. We are doing Kvitkoisms, or words to live by, things that I find important that I try to live my life following some guidelines here. And so the next one, and it kind of dovetails into the last one I was talking about, which is, and it's dental related, which is, it is always cheaper to save a tooth than it is to replace it once it is gone, and you should always save a tooth when possible. All right? The absolute truth. It really is, folks. So, yeah, you could think for a second, oh, I'll have my tooth extracted. That's cheaper than a filling or cheaper than a root canal or cheaper than a crown. But then once your tooth is gone, now you have to think about what are you going to chew with over there and how are you going to keep the rest of the teeth from tipping in, crowding and turning and dropping down or raising up. Everything starts to change when a tooth is lost. So, you know how I was saying don't get despondent if I say you have to lose a tooth? I mean, it happens. Sometimes they break, you know, split down the middle. You let yourself get gum disease, whatever. But it's always cheaper to save a tooth than it is to replace one after it's gone. Okay? Now, we are up against a time limit here. We're just about out of time. Didn't get to all of them on my list, so maybe we'll do another show about it in the future. But it's time to say goodbye. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter and go to my office Facebook page and like us. Be sure to tune in next week and every week right here on your favorite station. Goodbye.
This is Carly Red from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, the hit show on VH1, urging you to tune in next week with my dentist, Dr. Kvitko.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to thereasonswesmile.com to access full episodes of Dr. Kvitko's show.
If you'd like Dr. Kvitko, the world's most interesting dentist, to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588, or send an email to speaking@thereasonswesmile.com.